Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
47-year-old former Wales rugby international and British and Irish Lions wing David James has revealed he's been diagnosed with early onset dementia. He joins, as you know, an ever-growing list of former players to suffer the illness, which they claim has come about as a result of injuries sustained on the field of play. Siobhan Madigan has been looking a little deeper into the issue.
O'Driscoll, magical! Robinson's got it again! On to David James! David James! Oh yes! A glorious moment!
What a score! And Robinson has come round from the left. Latham again on the outside, and David James, the quiet man of this back line, becomes the hero of a very noisy crowd.
David James retired from the game back in 2009, having suffered a neck fracture which led to his contract with his club side, the Scarlets, being cancelled. Up to that point, David James had won 48 international caps with Wales, played and toured Australia with the British and Irish Lions in 2001.
I experienced these sort of things of forgetting my kids' names, just losing my total trail of thought, and I don't even know what I was on about. And I thought, well, I don't understand why I feel so down. Very little that makes me happy anymore. Cut long story short, I've been diagnosed with the onset of early dementia. Extreme headaches and agitated, frustrated, skin starts itching all over my body, literally all over my body, and they think it's all related to these things, these continuous impacts. I played professional rugby for 15, 16 years, fortunate enough to represent Wales, British Lions, Barbarians.
James is now one of a growing number of former rugby union players, including his own former Welsh teammates Ryan Jones and Alex Popham, in taking legal action against World Rugby, the WRU and the RFU.
I suffer with my mental health in a way. It's quite cathartic to tell people because me, I'm trying to help other people who are suffering, and there's plenty of people out there who are suffering, and I think it's important that people do communicate. You know, if my message can help anybody else, that's all I care about at the moment.
A recent survey by the Rugby Players Association in England revealed 62% of players suffered mental health issues after retirement, and 52% of those felt their lives were out of control after just 2 years. A number of former Irish rugby players too have instigated a case against the IRFU over claims they too have suffered serious brain injuries during their playing career. The exact number of individuals involved and their names, though, have not been disclosed. Across the water, however, Richard Boardman of the Ryland law firm in London is taking a case on behalf of an ever-growing group against World Rugby, the Rugby Football Union and the Welsh RFU.
Well, we represent over 375 players across three sports, rugby union, rugby league and football, across England and Wales, all of whom have brain damage, we allege, as a result of playing those sports. Broadly speaking, we say that the sports governing bodies in question failed in their duty of care to protect players, not just from the concussions that everybody listening is aware of, but the sub-concussions. So every time you tackle, carry, rough ball in rugby union, head the ball in football, in itself, nothing to be unduly concerned about. But over the course of 5, 10, 15, 20 years of playing, it's the accumulation of those things to the head, as much as the concussions, which cause all the difficulties whilst the players are playing, but also in retirement as well. It's impossible to say at this point what that number will reach, but with confidence saying that this is the critical issue for all contact sports, not just rugby, not just football. We've seen this in the NFL in America, the NHL, Aussie rules in Australia, boxing and so on. Ultimately, the brain is a blancmange-type substance, and you put it into any collision sport and you'll see damage. In the case of elite rugby union, we believe one in two professional players will end up with some type of neurological impairment. We firmly believe this is, unfortunately, an epidemic and the critical issue that the game faces now and going forward.
Of course, head injuries remain part of the game. Ireland and Leinster centre Gary Ringrose suffered a horrific concussion as a result of an impact during Ireland's Six Nations Championship win over Scotland as recently as last month.
He's put enough on it to ensure that the ball doesn't go very far, but one of the Irish players has got a bang. Ooh. It's just collision. Is that Gary Ringrose?
Yeah.
Inside the 22-metre line. Went to make a tackle there, but it just came in the wrong angle completely. Now, Gary Ringrose has been treated by
the
Irish medics. Yeah. There are three of them there. The extra-additional medics are coming over. I mean, it's just a very bad collision. I was going to say if there's a positive, and I don't mean this in any sense at all, but he's actually moving, and you can see him talking to the medics.
Thankfully, Gary Ringrose has now recovered, having received the top level of medical attention available, and he's expected to return to the field of play for Leinster in their Champions Cup clash this weekend. But it's not just rugby. Richard Boardman has indicated that a number of other sports too have launched legal proceedings against its governing body, and included amongst that group now, the family of the late England soccer international and the 1966 World Cup winner, Nobby Stiles.
There needs to be a massive amount of help for all these players out there and their families who are left to fight this. And I can only describe it as a horrific illness. It's a horrific illness to watch somebody disappear so brutally in front of you. My dad suffered a lot, and my mum basically said, if it can stop one more player suffering the way your dad did, then we'll do it.
And that is the emotional voice of John Stiles, the son of the legendary Nobby Stiles, the final voice you heard there in that report from Siobhan Madigan.